8:40 weekday mornings. We thought we'd take a little time and just chit-chat. And remember, 64 years of radio time here in Columbus with Sam the Peace Summermaker. Tony London, our Tony County Commissioner,
is here. How are you?
Thanks for being here, Tony. Appreciate
Sam,
you coming
Sam, what's
in.
All this hubbub?
I have no idea. Can you expound?
No, well, they said, Tony, can you come over around noon? We're going to have some sandwiches. And I said, well, yeah, you had me at sandwiches. And then, oh, by the way, come on upstairs and talk to No, of course, I'm here for you.
By the way, though, John Clark talked with you and did a story, and you talked about a sports memory. Share that with our listeners in case they may have missed that. That was good.
About Sam's?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
I was a terrible football player. Terrible.
Okay.
When I was a senior, I was on the football team at Columbus North High School, and Sam was, you know, neck deep in his career, and but he was such a sweet, sweet guy. But I got to tell you something. We were playing East in 1985, and we were up 49-6. So Coach McKay said, "Tony, you can go play now." And I said, okay, all right, good. So I got in there, and Sam, and it was nice because, you know, even though I was on the team, I was always on the sidelines, so I always listened to Sam during the game while I was in my uniform. I mean, why not? I knew I wasn't going to get to play. So I took the radio off and put my helmet on and went in the game, and in the next six plays, I had four penalties. Which is a school record to this day. I hope there's no sign up in the gym, but I've been working on getting one up there. And McKay said, "Get London out of here before he screws it up." You know, I think we're 49-13 at that point, and so get him out of there. So anyway, but what I have a little beef with, I think, is there was a rumor that said Sam, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I heard. Holding number 75, Tony London, and then I'm almost sure it was Sam that said, "Have the coaches told Tony he doesn't have to grab him by the hands?" Is that true? Did you say that on the radio in 1985?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Anyway, but no, Sam is absolutely. Well, I just can't even imagine this day. I was, and I probably shouldn't have been, but I was just genuinely astounded when I heard you weren't going to be doing this anymore.
Well, thanks.
I have a few things to say here.
Please.
I actually got on Facebook, and I asked people, I said, this day, nobody wanted it to come, but it's here. So if anybody has any questions
for
Sam, I'd be happy to read them on air if I got a minute.
Sure, go ahead.
You want to take a few questions?
We'll take a chance.
Dispute a few rumors?
Could we make a multiple choice?
Okay. All right, here we go. This is from Tracy Jones. Hi, Tracy. What is your most memorable moment while broadcasting?
Probably regional 1968 Columbus High School rallying from far behind to defeat Shelbyville and advance to semi-state, led by Steve Wilmer and Tom Arnhold.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Good. You saw it.
I was 1 year old, not quite 1 year old. but it rings a bell. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, here we go.
Is it true? This is not a roast to your age, but at your current age, is it true that the first radio that you received was a gift from Marconi himself?
There are rumors to that effect.
Okay, we'll get past that one. Okay. This is a very, very important question. This came from two different people, Megan Matthews and my mother-in-law, Meemaw.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still going to judge the pie contest at the fair?
Oh, my.
There have been arrangements afoot for me to answer in the affirmative.
Okay.
At least this summer.
Okay. All right, good.
And probably more.
Okay.
Oh, it's in the fair book. By the way.
So it's official.
Okay, all right. So we got one more year of pie expertise from Sam. You heard it here first.
There it is. Good.
All right. Does Fran have a honey-do list for you now that you'll have more time?
Ooh. He's looking at Fran.
The boss is in the corner for the radio listeners.
I think we're going to try to decide whether or not we can make it to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, to see a great grandchild.
Oh, very Broken good. Arrow, Oklahoma. Very nice. Good. And I do remember many years ago you told me what your dream was when you retired, which was to pick up cigarette butts in Busch Stadium parking lot. Are you going to get a chance to do that?
The letter's being crafted as we speak.
As we speak.
All right.
Very good.
Well, one more question, and sure. Then I have something actually official to read.
Okay.
And by the way, as high school Tony London thanks you, and T-shirt Tony London thanks you.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And Commissioner Tony London just genuinely thanks you for
everything. And I need to mention some commissioners. You came on line.
I'm the new kid.
After my radio news career ended, but I just wanted to mention some of the great commissioners, if I may.
Fantastic.
Larry Kleinhans, Carl Linup, the commish, I call him, Marvin Finke, Paul Frankie, oh gosh.
Byron Carr.
Forgot Barney.
Yeah,
forgive
Barney.
Me, Barney, doggone it. And it made the that 10 to 11 a.m. Monday morning?
Mm-hmm. 10
commissioners meetings fun.
Well, thank you. And they both send their warmest regards. And one quick question before I get to the official business at hand here. Is it true that now that you're 92, you're considering running for president?
No, but I did want to mention that I have met three people since I've been in Columbus who could have been president.
Yes.
Yeah? Who's that?
J.I. Miller.
Yeah.
Lee Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, Mike Pence.
Yeah.
A could've, would've, and should've.
I notice you didn't add my name, but I'm not offended by that at all. But that's a very nice sentiment. Well, I have an official proclamation to read.
Very good.
If I could.
Please do.
Would you mind?
I would love it. Thanks.
This is from the Bartholomew County Commissioners, a proclamation. Whereas Samuel P. Simmermaker was born in Pulaski County, Indiana. That's true, right?
Correct.
Served our country in the Army Signal Corps and moved to Columbus, Indiana in 1960. And whereas Samuel P. Simmermaker joined the staff of WCSI, serving first on the news team before jumping into sports broadcasting. And whereas Samuel P. Simmermaker has been calling play-by-play of local high school basketball, football, and baseball, amongst others, games for four generations. And whereas Samuel P. Simmermaker is known as the Dean of South Central Indiana Sports. And whereas Samuel P. Simmermaker has multiple Indiana Sportscaster of the Year awards, as well as being inducted into several halls of fame, including the Indiana Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame and the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. And whereas Samuel P. Simmermaker and his incredible wife, Fran, chose to dedicate their lives to the enrichment of our community for the past 64 years. Now, therefore, we, the commissioners of Bartholomew County, do hereby proclaim May 24th, 2024, as Sam and Fran Simmermaker Day in Bartholomew County. And furthermore, we proclaim that Samuel P. Simmermaker is now and forevermore will be the official voice of sports in Bartholomew County, Indiana. And this is signed by three of those commissioners that you said you liked.
Okay.
And none of the ones you didn't say you liked. Larry Kleinhans, Carl Linup, and Tony London. And what a thrill it is, Sam. I'm going to hand this to you.
Thank you.
Shake your hand.
Thank you,
my friend. With an incredible amount of reverence and memory. And
I'm going to give you those immortal five words. Thanks, count them, for being my friend.
It's truly been an honor, and I look forward to the next 92 years of friendship with you.
We go back a few years.
A few, my friend. Is there anything that you would like me to take back to the commissioner's office other than you like me just a little bit more than the other two?
Tell the commish I said hi.
Carl.
Yeah.
Commissioner Linup actually brought that up, and it means the world to him when you've said that. He actually brought that up.
Very good.
And Larry played football for the Bulldogs back in the 70s.
We were trying to count the number of Kleinhans footballers that have come through Columbus North.
You can't do that. You can't.
Double figures.
You know, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Kleinhans in this place. but but they all send their warmest regard, and I just can't even picture what I'm going to do tomorrow morning.
Can you do a couple bars of thanks for the memories?
I could do. All right, right.
Oh, here we go.
Thanks for the memories. Oh, I've forgotten all the words. You've made me verklempt. I can't even remember all the words to the Bob Hope song.
That's a good start.
Sam, good start. Thank you from the bottom of all of our hearts. I just am so grateful to be here today, and I'll see you around the pie baking contest.
There you go.
Right. In a few weeks.
You meet with the upper crust? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that works. That's not good. Maybe you shouldn't quit your day job. Thank you, Sam. Fran, we love you just as much. Thank you. We know none of this could have been possible without you. All right.
And
my nephew, Philip.
Oh, yep.
Had you as a teacher in middle school and says goodness. Thank you. All right.
Bartholomew County Commissioner Tony London. Tony, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for the sandwich.
Hey, very good. Very good. Sammy P., what do you think?
I think Tone's the best.
Tony, you do nice work. Thanks for coming in.
And he can carry a tune.
That's right.
Well,
that's not too bad.
Flummoxed, and I can remember. I got up out of the way here. But can they still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. Good. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Got a little break coming up here in just a bit. Sammy, and you mentioned this, too, about going to the Bartholomew County Commissioners meetings, you know, on Monday mornings and so forth, back in the day when you were doing news. Talk about the news rounds. That was something pretty common back in the day. Maybe not so much today, but talk about that. I mean, who'd you go see every day and what day and so forth?
Well, I can remember, oddly enough, my first day on the job, and I think it was about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I would start out at the City Hall.
Okay.
Which at that time was at 5th and Washington. And it was, I think he was a new mayor at that. He was coming in for his first day on the job. That was Mr. Wilmer. Mm. And Ernest Reeder was the animal control officer. I remember that. And I think Paul Morris may have been the clerk treasurer.
Okay.
Then I would slip across the street to the Chamber of Commerce. And then the courthouse and law enforcement building.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
read the police reports?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Sift through those and hope there wasn't anything major overnight that required, you know.
Did you carry one of those news reporter loose leaf skinny notebooks that fit really nice in your back pocket?
I did not.
No?
I relied on a tape recorder.
Okay.
At that time.
Okay.
Maybe it was a wire recorder. I don't know. But
one in the picture that used to be on the website of you with Gus Grissom. Probably that one.
I think there was enough cord on that.
I think there was. We're calling that sign off with Sam, and we're going to continue with more discussions with Mr. Simmermaker, who is ending his 64-year career on air here in Columbus. Thanks for being with us. We'll take a slight break. Be back with more in just a moment. Thanks for being here.